Youth Baseball Talk, powered by Baseball U, the nation's youth baseball network. Brought to you by Lineup Media Group. Now, your host, Jim Cromer.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's edition of Youth Baseball Talk. I am your host, Jim Cromer, and we are Youth Baseball Talk. Let me tell you a little bit about us as we get rolling, and welcome back all of our friends from all over the country, all over the world actually, which I'm happy to say our listenership just keeps growing, especially down in Latin America. We welcome everybody in, such passionate baseball communities down there, and I'm loving the engagement and some of the differences that we have as different countries, the way they look at baseball, the way we go about how we do things. So I want to welcome everybody in, especially from down south, as it's been great for me to interact with people in a completely different culture. So, but we are Youth Baseball Talk, and you can learn more about us at our website, youthbaseballtalk.com. We're very active on social media. We do a lot of communication through there. At Podcast Baseball is our Twitter handle. And we love Facebook, facebook.com/youthbaseballtalk. And of course, I love emails. Jim@youthbaseballtalk.com is the best way to get a hold of me. We do appreciate all of your support, but of course, the best way to support the show is to just subscribe to it. Just go to iTunes, Stitcher, any major podcast outlet. Click the subscribe button, and you guys will be ready to go. Of course, reviews and ratings help us. A 5-star rating and review is always welcome if you feel like we're worthy. And we are part of the Lineup Media Group. Can't thank them enough for all their support. And as the network grows and all the different shows for everybody out there that has different types of likes and the entertainment that they want to spend their time for this chosen listening, please go on there and check them out. LineupMediaGroup.com. You'll find a show, I guarantee you, that you'll enjoy. If you want to support the show, the best way to do it, if you want to give us some love, next time you're going to buy something on Amazon, hopefully the product that we're going to talk about today, you can go to our website, youthbaseballtalk.com, click the Amazon banner. Doesn't cost you anything, but we'll get credit for the referral. And of course, it helps us to keep the show on the air. So that's a little bit about us. And of course, we appreciate everyone as always that joins us each week and looks forward to the show. This week, I've been dying to do this episode. It's kind of been in the works for a while, and it really started in Nashville. I made my first trip to the ABCA convention, which for those of you that have never been, if you love baseball, any type of amateur prep, anything, you got to go to this thing. The vendor area, if you like baseball like I do and all the neat stuff that comes with it, it is amazing. So, I made my first trek down there, representing the show and, of course, my curiosity. But just walking through and looking at all the products that are available, the one thing for me that was great was the first thing I got out of it was, you know what? A lot of people realize that we got a problem, whether it be health, arm health, certain equipment, things like that. There's places to go, memories to make the game fun. There's a lot of great things going on. So that was what was refreshing to me. So I'm kind of walking around and I see this energetic guy and he is literally talking to anybody that comes by his booth. And I met him and he was such an amazing guy. And then I learn about his product and then it just gets better. And we're going to kind of go into what happened today. So let me go ahead and welcome him in so that we can learn a little bit about who he is and kind of how this all started. But Earl Perrin, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you doing today? Good to be here.
Well, it's been a long time coming, and I'm glad we were able to finally to get the times right for this, what is going to be. Trust me, folks, it's going to be unbelievable entertainment for you, especially if you really enjoy hearing from people that really know what they're doing. So, this show is going to give you a little bit of information, going to give you some real hard stuff, and going to tell you how we can fix some problems. So I've been looking forward to it since day one. So for our listeners, I'm down in Nashville, and again, I meet Earl, and Earl has invented, I guess you could say, this unbelievable product called the Rope. And it was a playoff of an old drill that I remember doing as a youngster. But what he's done is he's changed it so that it works for us as a human being. So I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about it. But Earl, why don't you tell everybody just a little bit about yourself and your baseball background?
Well, I'll tell you, Joe, it's good to meet you in Nashville. I'm a 52-year-old man. I played college ball. I was drafted, but got in a car accident and tore my lumbar muscle, so I wasn't able to continue my baseball career. I've been coaching Little League in high school for years, and I've been using the towel drill. The towel drill has been around since the ancient times of any baseball player. And what I found out with the towel drill is that the younger players just couldn't do it correctly. The younger players weren't keeping their thumb under the ball or under the towel. They were squeezing the towel together with their middle two fingers, which was improper. And I realized that it was hurting. It was starting to hurt my players. Their growth plates were separating. And I was wondering what it was, because the pitch counts I keep low. And for anyone who knows me, I pull pitchers no matter if they have a no-hitter or not when the pitch count occurs. So I came up with the rope trainer, where the baseball players are actually holding the ball while they're doing a similar drill to the towel. Now I invented this where the rope actually goes in to a 2- and 4-seam grip, so interchangeable grips. So every position player can use it. It's not just for pitchers. Now that would be a 4-seam grip for all position players. The 2-seam grip would be for the pitchers. They could practice their changeups. They could practice the older kids could practice their curveballs, their cutters, all without releasing the ball. So it's saving their arms. All those throws that they use warming up and then re-warming up again, if their team has a long inning, they got to go re-warm up again. Well, my players don't have to do that. They go out and they use the rope trainer, and it gets them loose again.
You know, when I met you and you had the rope, and you were showing it to me, the first thing I thought was, okay, this is neat. You know, I had saw so many products before I met you, and I saw this thing. I thought, this is really cool. I could envision my kids using this. And after talking to you, I thought, you know what? If I got them one of these and it helped them get loose, and again, you did a great job of explaining it to me and how it works, but I'm sitting there going, okay, yeah, that's kind of neat. But then as we're talking, I look over and I see that you were having John Smoltz in as a guest to speak at the convention. You were bringing him in, and you and I start this conversation. So all of a sudden now you got a guy like John Smoltz on board with the rope, and I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, I think there's a bigger picture here. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how Mr. Smoltz got involved in this?
Well, I'll tell you what, once I developed this, I went to Richie Lewis first. Richie Lewis played 18 years major league, set all the records at Florida State University, still number 2 in the nation in strikeouts, and only playing 3 years. And Richie had it for a few months and realized, wow, it's an immediate feedback training tool for his pitchers. He works with pitchers, and it's an immediate training tool for these kids. When the rope hits them in the back, they've known they've done it correctly. And if it doesn't, they know they haven't. So Richie loved it so much that Chris Verna, who's one of the top trainers in the country, he got Chris involved. And I went over to Melbourne, and we had a meeting with Chris and Richie and myself and my cousin Scott, who's my financial chief officer. And we sat and we talked about it, and Chris envisioned 1 tether, 2 tether, 3 tethers for the older kids, how it progressed. Because 1 tether just wasn't enough for the professional ball players. So Chris is good friends with John. And if anybody heard John Smoltz's Hall of Fame speech, he mentioned Chris Verna in it. He wouldn't have had a 21-year career without Chris. So Chris brought John in, and when John saw it, he immediately loved it. He was like, when I talked to him the first time, he couldn't believe that there was finally a product out there that we're going to save. And they call pitches bullets. Unfortunately, they use that term. I know people don't, but that's what they call it. So it's saving the kids bullets, saving their arms, saving their throws. A coach can talk a kid through, listen, your elbow's not in the right slot. You need to pick it up. The kid throws 5 more pitches. You got to pick it up. That's 5 more pitches. That's 10 pitches. Now, I get the rope out, and I get the rope trainer and get their arm slot correctly before they throw it again. My shortstop drops down. I get the rope trainer out, and I get his arm in the right position. So John, seeing the past videos we had, seeing the passion that I have for the product, and himself having the passion for the product, and, of course, Chris Verna, who works with multiple pro pitchers, I mean, it was unbelievable. It's the fire that lit under me, and it's still under me right now because it's slowly building. And people don't know about it. And they're going to know about it soon. But, with the help of you, we're going to get it out.
Well, and for me, to hear, and a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, are familiar. But if you're not, I challenge every listener out there to Google John Smoltz's Hall of Fame speech. John takes you know, one of the greatest moments in his life, his career. You know, he takes one of the most amazing moments of his life and chooses to address the quote unquote arm epidemic that we have, especially with kids. And he's very passionate about it. So for you to get that connection to John, it's almost like a perfect storm for you. I mean, I can't imagine a better ambassador. Can you?
There isn't a better ambassador. Are you kidding me? He's the only one with, you know, over 200 wins and 150 saves. He's the only one to win the Cy Young after Tommy John surgery. And he knows that all those throws, I mean, he was talking today about 3,000 innings, over 3,000 innings. You imagine each, you know, there could be 30 pitches in an inning. All those throws that he had. And he said he wouldn't have had arm surgeries if he had this device instead of the tunnel.
You know, it was funny. The I watched him on stage when you invited me. And again, thank you so much for including me. You were so gracious and brought me down. And brought me down. And I got a front row seat for what really opened my eyes to a couple of things. You know, obviously the rope and the correlation between the rope and how it can be used both in a training and in a rehab instance. And then watching Chris, who, you know, I had saw his name and some things, but I didn't really know who he was. And he's kind of that guy behind the scenes that keeps these guys on the field. And then when they do get hurt, he gets them back on there properly and ready to go. Watching the exchange between him and John on stage was nothing short of a miracle. Watching some of the things that he could do to different parts of the body to increase range of motion. So for this product, you know, we talk about all the throws that kids make and all the extra catch they got to play and then getting loose and do they get loose. To me, this seems like a game changer. Do you see this changing the way kids warm up?
100%. I mean, if they don't use this, their careers could be short. The bottom line is it saves the throws. It gets the arm in the correct position, and it's an immediate feedback so that the player doesn't have to keep throwing again and again and again and again to get it right. They can get it right with this without even throwing the ball. I got kids that go on vacation. I have them doing it on the cruise ship, on the back of the cruise ship, because they want to keep their arm right. I got kids in Colorado where they're doing a ski vacation, and the back porch is shoveled off, and the kid's doing the ropes back there because he knows when he comes back and sees me in Florida, I'm going to expect that he has done it. So you can use it anywhere. You can use it in your basement. You can use it anywhere you want. That's what's great about it.
As sitting there listening to it, now I become dad. I become the consumer, right? So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay. Earl explained it to me that very eloquently, by the way, that, you know, what it was and what it was for, and then they kept making this correlation. It was kind of born out of the towel drill. So as any consumer, I'm sitting there going, okay, well, then why don't I just do the towel drill? And then all of a sudden, I mean, it was like, I can't even imagine this, but it was almost like John heard me, which I know he didn't, and he answered the question. So why don't you tell us why this versus just using a towel?
Well, you know, listen to Chris today during our commercial shoot. They talked about pushing your index and middle finger together on the towel and using that muscle, which uses the top of your hand, the top of your arm. And they don't want you. They want you to use your palm of your hand. The muscles in the palm that you grip the baseball with the rope, you don't get with the towel. And you're using the bottom part of your arm all the way down to your triceps. No one talks about triceps. And that's a big thing with throwers is the tricep muscle. And the rope trainer gripping the ball works those muscles underneath the arm, not on top. And that's what pulls it through is the muscles underneath.
Now, where do we go from here? Like, what's, like, so we have this great product, okay? What? How do we use it? Tell us, you know, okay, so I can tell you right now, I'm gonna get off the phone with you, and I'm ordering one for my team. I might order a couple, whatever it is. How do I use it? What do I do with it?
Well, you go to perfectpitchandthrow.com is the website, and I recommend anybody that's 12 and older to buy all three. It's a pack that comes together. The younger kids will start with just one because they don't need anything on there. The 11-year-olds would go with two. And it's very important for the protection of the arm. I mean, the towel is obsolete. If you want to be cheap and you don't care about your player, your son's arms, then he can stick with something that way. To me, that's being lazy. If you want to work, you're going to get the rope trainer. You're going to hold the ball. You're going to use multiple grips. So you're feeling the ball. You feel the laces on the ball while you're doing this without throwing it.
Now, okay, so I can use it both off season and right before games. Is that kind of like I can use it?
100%. I have my pitchers. I'll just use a pitcher for a second. I'll use a player. I have my pitchers use it 30 times before they even get in the bullpen. So they ran, they've stretched, they've done their tossing, they're throwing, then they get in the bullpen, they do, I'm in front of them, I've got them extended out, I've got the arm slot in the right position before they throw their first pitch, I have their arm slot correct. So that's the main thing about it, you know, is protecting that arm and getting it out there and not using it.
Do you envision this? Do you envision this in every bullpen in America here before long?
I envision this in every single bag in America and in the world. The heck with just America, or the world. Every kid. I mean, you watch the Little League World Series, they've got 12-year-olds throwing curveballs, which is ridiculous, but they do. So if they're practicing curveballs and then they're pitching 20 or 30 of them in a game, that's 50 curveballs these 12 and 11-year-olds have already thrown, which they shouldn't be throwing, but they are. But if they had the rope, they could cut down on those. They could use the rope with it because the torque of the release of the ball is what hurts the elbow and the shoulder. With the rope, you don't get the torque.
What's the best way for me to learn more about the rope? Is it your website, perfectpitchandthrow.com? Is that the best way?
Yeah, right now that's the best way. Today we just finished shooting a commercial and a new video with John Smoltz and Chris Verna, where John flat out is looking at the camera saying every single player in the world should have one. I mean, you're talking about one of the greatest players ever saying that. I couldn't ask for anything more.
Now, Earl, you're an engaging guy. I mean, you are passionate. I mean, and that's what I love about you. And you know, I got to tell you, I told you this, and I mean it. Watching John and Chris on stage and watching you watch them and the passion that you have for this product was it was almost inspiring to me. And then to take it to another level, I was so happy for you because, you know, and again, look at the power that guys that really have, you know, walked the walk, talked the talk, the guys that know what they're doing, the guys that people believe in. And let's face it, everybody knows who John Smoltz is. Everybody knows what a competitor is. Everybody knows what a great pitcher he was. I think Chris Verna, another guy that's on your team, carries an immense amount of respect amongst pro athletes and especially the guys that know who he is. So it was no surprise, and this was awesome, that it took 15 minutes maybe after they were done and you sold out of every rope trainer you had down there. And you actually told me when we were having lunch that you sold out and you actually at the last minute found a way to bring more than you originally intended to bring. So, you know, what a great story.
Yeah, let me tell you what, Nashville was just unbelievable. I mean, everything we brought went, I mean, shoot, it was gone before, you're right, during lunch. I mean, before they even finished speaking, they had 20 people at the booth. My brother's at the booth. He's like, there's 20 people deep. There's no one at any of the booths. They're all in front of us. I had the boy that was there, Logan, that was working my mound with the rope. He was selling them. He's on his phone selling them. He didn't even demonstrate on Sunday or Saturday. He was just selling them. I mean, it was unbelievable. And the flush we've had since then and the rush we've had since then, we've sold out twice. I've sold my stock out twice. That's unbelievable.
Well, it's a game-changing product. I think you're a game-changing guy. I know you're out there. Obviously, you're running a business, but you are passionate. It is true. If anybody meets you, they're gonna sense the passion both in your face, obviously in the way you talk about this product. For all my listeners out there, perfectpitchandthrow.com. It's a great website. Tell you everything you need to know. And the best part is, you know, right there, there's a picture of the product with the word buy. Very simple way to purchase it. And, I'm assuming you can get it obviously through your website now. For you, I mean, I know you just did the video with John, which is great. And for all my listeners out there, the best part of this is, you know, now that we've heard from Earl, for part two of our segment here, we're actually going to hear from Chris Verna. And of course, we are going to hear from John Smoltz himself. So I'm looking forward to bringing you that. But as far as the actual product itself, I'm assuming at some juncture this product will be available in stores?
Yes, sir. We are, like now we have our packaging. We just did the pictures with John to put on our packaging. So as soon as that's done, we've got a couple of huge stores that have been talking to us about putting them in. I don't want to say their names right now until I'm secure with them, definitely signing the contracts and everything. But, yeah. We're going to be out there. We're going to flood the market with the rope trainer because it needs to be in every baseball player's hands and softball. We have it for girls, too. It's not just for baseball players. We have a softball for girls. So there's something for girls, too. There's never a training tool out there for girls, but we have it at Perfect Pitch and Throw. We have a softball rope trainer so the girls also can get their arm slots correct and save their arms, too.
Well, let's see. That's good stuff because I do get contacted all the time going, hey, I know it's a baseball show, but I got a daughter. Does some of this apply? So that's good stuff there because I do get that stuff. And then I also am happy to hear from you that, and I understand that you don't want to let the cat out of the bag, but until that time, until it is at your local sporting goods store or at your national chain, you know, the best thing I can tell you guys is go to perfectpitchandthrow.com. Check it out for yourself. Learn a little bit. You can click on there and learn a bit about Earl and his partner and who they are and kind of how they come up with the idea. And of course, the best thing you can do is if you want to get one and you want to get your guys rolling on it now, you can purchase one through the website. So, that's my recommendation. And I'm sure in part two of our interview here, you're going to hear both from John Smoltz and Chris Verna. And, for me, you can hear it, from their mouths, not mine. But if they're going to get behind this product, I can tell you, Earl's got a winner here. So, Earl, I'm real happy for you.
Yeah, me too, buddy. I appreciate meeting you. You're a great guy also.
Well, I appreciate that very much. But good luck to you and good luck to your company, Perfect Pitch and Throw, and the rope trainers. I truly think we have a game changer on our hands here.
I appreciate it, Jim, and I look forward to talking to you again real soon.
That's Earl Perrin from Perfect Pitch and Throw. Again, perfectpitchandthrow.com is the best way to learn more about the rope itself and the rope trainer. And of course, if you want to get one now, that would be what I would recommend. We're up and running here, especially in the Midwest. Baseball season's upon us in some of our warmer states where they're playing. Might be a good time, if you're 1 or 2 months into the season. Let's get rid of some of those stress throws. But that would be a great way to do it. I think it's a great product. When you see it for yourself and put it in your hands, you're going to be like, wow, this is really cool. So it's definitely something I would check out. But on the other side of our the break on part two, you are going to hear from John Smoltz himself. And I'm real curious to hear his thoughts on the trainer. And he's been very open and very passionate about what he believes is an arm epidemic. And let's face it, he's not lying. There's problems out there. And some of the things we're doing, we may not be doing on purpose, but we're doing them, and we have a problem. So we need to address it. But I look forward to having everybody back for part two of our wonderful show here with Earl Perrin and John Smoltz and Chris Verna with the PerfectPitchAndThrow.com, the rope trainer. See you guys on the other side of the break.
Hi, this is Jim Cromer, host of Youth Baseball Talk. When I'm not doing my show, I'm very busy coaching my son's baseball team. We head south every year to enjoy their awesome facilities with grass infields that their region provides. Now we can stay home and enjoy that same experience thanks to the new Gateway Dream Fields located in historic St. Charles, Missouri. Gateway Dream Fields were built to provide the St. Louis area and Midwest region with an opportunity to play on some of the finest fields in the country. You will find Bermuda grass infields, age-appropriate field sizes and outfield walls, along with a spectacular two-tier fan observation area on the main fields. To learn more about this awesome facility and the great tournaments that they provide, simply go to gatewaydreamfields.com. That's gatewaydreamfields.com or call 314-409-0530. If you're looking for that old-fashioned baseball feel, then look no further than Gateway Dream Fields. They were built just for you.
Attention coaches, parents, and student athletes. Here at Youth Baseball Talk, one of the most common emails we receive from mom and dad are about the college recruitment and selection process. Far too often, these emails do not have happy endings. Let me tell you about our friend Mark Lineweaver in Perfect Placement. Perfect Placement identifies and helps you with important decision-making factors which are way too often overlooked in the college recruitment process, such as, is it the right student body size for you? Is it a comfortable proximity from your home? Do they offer your desired field of study? How about extracurricular activities that interest you? And of course, the proper level of competition for your skill set. Once they've identified these factors, they will contact those colleges and speak directly to the coaching staff in an effort to help you. To learn more about Perfect Placement, simply check out their website, perfectplacement.com. That's placement with a Y. To contact them, you can email them at info@perfectplacement.com. Remember, that's placement with a Y. Call 310-921-8669 for more information. That's 310-921-8669. Perfect Placement, specializing in assisting your student athlete.
Welcome back, everybody, and thanks for taking the time to listen to some of our partners and what they're trying to do for all of our kids out there, whether it's tournaments or obviously with Mark and trying to help some of our prep athletes find their way into a college that they'd like to play at and they're qualified to play at. So really good stuff from them as well. I want to remind everybody to make sure you're checking out some of the other shows, too, from the Lineup Media Group. And lots of great shows, and just depends on the type of entertainment that you choose. And if you just go to lineupmediagroup.com, you'd be able to see that we have a variety, everything from MMA shows to hockey to, you know, just some entertaining shows, kind of Howard Stern-esque if you're into that sort of thing, and just general sports and politics. But a show for most of you guys that I think you would find interesting is The Inside Pitch. Now, this show is for coaches of all levels, so players, parents, and anyone that would like to be a little more educated when it comes to their son or daughter's development. And Pete Caliendo's the host of that show, and he may be familiar to some of you guys. He's been in the game for over 35 years. He was an instructor at the world-famous Mickey Owen Baseball School, and he's taken some of the national teams out of the country to play against. And he's been in the Dominican, Cuba. He's been all over the world, just Japan. Giving these kids the opportunity to travel around the world and play in some great environments. So, you know, I realized why I wanted to watch The Inside Pitch was just to hear from Pete and get an interesting view from somebody else on the game, and I really do enjoy it. And, of course, if you like this show, I think you'll find it interesting too. You can check him out, www.insidepitchpodcast.com. You can check him out on Facebook, facebook.com/insidepitchshow. And he does do a lot of stuff on Twitter, at Inside Pitch Show. And that's my good friend Pete Caliendo. So very happy to have him and, you know, be supporting. I, you know, we both support one another, and sometimes we'll have the same guests on occasionally. And he's had a couple of them on that I have, and I was interested at some of the questions he asked versus what I did. So really good information, and he is a guy that has spent his life giving to the game and trying to get something out of it, the enjoyment and the pleasure. So appreciate Pete very much. As we come back and we hit some of our segments, I want to remind everybody that, you know, the Ripken Way, make sure you're going to ripkenbaseball.com. They have the three tournament sites now. You have Aberdeen, Maryland, beautiful up in the north, up in the northeast. Of course, you can go down south, out on the beach, Myrtle Beach in South Carolina. And then, of course, the new facility in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, in the Smoky Mountains. It's just a beautiful atmosphere, wonderful scenery, great facilities, brand new there in Pigeon Forge, and just looks like it'd be an awesome place to spend a few days vacationing while also allowing your son or daughter to play baseball in one of the nicest environments there is in the country. Make sure you're checking them out, ripkenbaseball.com. There'll be a little drop-down box you guys can select that you heard about them through Youth Baseball Talk, and you guys will receive a $300 discount on your entry fee. So make sure you guys are checking them out. That's ripkenbaseball.com. I think you'll find there's a little something for everybody. They have weekend tournaments, but they also have the week-long tournaments, which is what we did, and we thoroughly enjoyed it. So special thanks to Ripken Baseball. And I'm hoping to hear from Ellen Hudson, as they did win the trip. And I understand I've talked to their coaches. They're trying to get all the kids together so that we can hear from them and just how excited they were to find out that they were going. So right now they're kind of battling a little bit of school ball. So they're having a hard time getting all the kids together. But as soon as they do, we're going to hear from them, and I'm really excited about that. So let's go ahead and move on now to a couple of the guys that really make the show go from an instructional or a tutorial standpoint. The first guy needs no introduction. He's known throughout the country as one of the best baseball instructors. And heck, now he's known overseas. If anybody's been following Justin Stone in Elite Baseball, they took him over to London. A big organization over there that's been high on him has been working on this for a while, and they basically pulled him away from the States, and he and his crew have been spending a little time over there sharing their knowledge across the pond. So, but he's with us this week, and let's take it on over to the Majestic Coach's Corner. Tip of the week brought to you by Justin Stone and ElitePaseball.tv. Justin, take it away.
This is Justin Stone from ElitePaseball.tv, also coming to you from the Majestic Coach's Corner. And today we're going to talk about a self-evaluation plan as hitters start their season. I get feedback from players, coaches, parents all the time at the beginning of the year, and they say, my son, my daughter's not hitting well. And that can mean a lot of different things. So what I've made up here is a 5-step self-evaluation checklist. And really, we're going from the very most important topics down to the least important ones in terms of what makes up a successful hitter. So the 5 pieces are the same 5 things that we've talked about before on the blog and the podcast about what makes up a good hitter. Timing, pitch recognition, pitch selection, approach, and mechanics. So in each one of those areas, I'm going to talk briefly about how we can self-evaluate and really pinpoint what's holding a hitter back from having their best chance at the plate and their most success. Number 1 is timing. When I get out of that at bat, I need to go back to the dugout and ask myself, was I on time or did I feel rushed at some point? Was I early in the process? And that's usually a fairly rare one. So if a hitter automatically realizes, yeah, I'm fouling off balls late, or I feel like the load process is being rushed, we need to start sooner. Next one, pitch recognition. Am I seeing the ball early out of the pitcher's hand? The earlier we can pick up spin rotation, the easier it is to make adjustments to off-speed pitches or pitches that have some sort of break on them. So next, pitch selection. Am I staying within my zone? And this goes along with approach quite a bit. These are married. So when I think of pitch selection, I'm also thinking of how that relates to different counts. I know what my strengths are as a hitter. I'm trying to maximize those strengths as a hitter early in the count, so I stay away from my weaknesses. If I can get a pitcher to make me chase his pitch, already we're getting ourselves out. So pitch selection is a big part of that. Approach. An approach means, am I staying within my hitting plan from count to count? Early and up in the count is going to change what I'm doing from being in a neutral or down in the count situation. Our zone tends to grow as we get down in the count. But still, I don't have to give in to a pitcher's pitch until I get 2 strikes on me. So as I'm evaluating this, if I'm giving in to a pitcher's pitch earlier in the count, I know again, I put myself in a negative situation where I'm potentially getting myself out. And mechanics. Although we spend a lot of time in the offseason talking about mechanics, working on our swing in the cage, in reality, mechanics is the least important part to what makes up a very good hitter. But there are sticking points in everybody's swing, and there are things that cause holes in people's swings that usually relate to the load stride process and what the body looks like at the foot down position. So we call this the setup. So are there issues with my body getting to that setup? Is my tempo too fast? Goes back to being rushed again early on in the load stride process. Is there some issue about me not using my strength from the ground? Am I firing from the top? Those are things that you should be able to go back to the dugout, evaluate, and feel. And then we can go through that process again in the on-deck circle where we're picking up release point timing, but also working on that mechanical cue. So I step into the batter's box and my body is ready to perform the test. So in each one of those 5 areas, we can do a very short checklist to identify and pinpoint what is causing the hitter trouble that's making it so they don't have the most success that they'd like to in the batter's box during a game. Now you can take that information and use it yourself, relay it to your coach or your private instructor, and you can really attack the deficiency in the game. I'm Justin Stone from ElitePaseball.tv coming to you from the Majestic Coach's Corner. We'll see you next week on the field.
Great stuff as always from our good friend Justin Stone, and that is ElitePaseball.tv. Check it out, that the subscription to have access to that type of stuff. I want to say, and don't kill the messenger if I'm wrong, unless something's changed, it's $97 for 1 year, and you have access to all of his videos, all of his instruction. I've spent $97 on worse things. So really good stuff from Justin, as always. And of course, I want to get it over now to my good friend and local instructor. And make sure you guys are checking out Rick Strickland. He is a fantastic instructor. We're very happy to lucky to have him right here in our own backyard. So let's take it on over for the Sandlot Recruitment Tip of the Week, brought to you by Rick Strickland and the St. Louis Pirates. Rick, take it away.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me on the show again this week. This week, I'm going to change hats a little bit. A lot we've been talking about recruitment and just team stuff like that, but really kind of want to get into where I see baseball's going. I think baseball on the training side has been behind some of the other players in sports like golf and those things when it comes to technology. But that's about to change. It has been changing as you see new data, StatCast, those type of metrics now being thrown at the general consumer when you watch an MLB game. Well, behind the scenes, they're recording data on how the body moves and how the bat's moving. You see the introduction of apps like Zep and Blast Motion and Swing Tracker trying to track what the bat's doing. There's new products coming to the market, radar guns with spin rates and things of that nature, all those things that are important for that. From the amateur side, many of those technologies won't be readily available, or they are available, but people just simply don't know what to do. We take pride in the fact over here that we use those technologies now, probably even before they even got into the big league level, in trying to analyze and come up with training protocols for the people that we work with. Today, really quickly, I wanted to talk about one particular thing that we've been talking about in our studies and in what we're finding with some of the swing stuff that we're using. You know, a lot of times in how we were taught to hit, we were taught to be short to the ball and quick to the ball. Well, that's true. One can swing that way. However, having the shortest possible swing may entail that you swing down on the ball, which means that those who swing down the ball need to be on time. Timing is really, really critical with them because they have to have the bat arrive at the precise point of where the ball is falling to, because the ball does fall. However, what we're seeing from some of the data is that some of the better hitters tend to have a longer swing. And I don't mean radius long, like away from your body, but longer in the standpoint that the barrel actually gets away from them deeper into the zone. And that's how we're using technology. We're going to announce a new technology partner here that we're doing some research and development with on the baseball swing in the coming days. So stay tuned to that. But that's one of the tips, and I'll be bringing those tips to you on a weekly basis on some of the things that we're finding out in the swing lab, or the swing, Rick Strickland Swing Rehab Lab is what we call it now. So stay tuned. But again, Jim, thanks for having me on the show. If you have any questions about or concerns or things that we're researching, give us a shout out on our website at sandlotelite.com, at sandlotelite.com. Look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Rick. Really appreciate you as always. And I know our listeners appreciate the information as well. And again, and also from Justin from our segments. You know, I do appreciate those guys as they help me to be a better coach and help me with the parenting aspect of coaching my son in baseball. And it's really good to have that different perspective from those guys. But really enjoyed the conversation with Earl Perrin and his wonderful new product, the rope trainer from Perfect Pitch and Throw. Learning a little bit about him and what drove him to come up with this and the whole theory behind it was amazing. And again, as I saw him in Nashville and got to know a little bit about what he was doing, why he was doing it, and where they were going, I knew right away that this was going to be a game changer. And of course, he had some big dreams down there, and with John Smoltz getting involved and Chris Verna, it's going to make a real difference for all ages. And I do think it is going to have something to do with how we get this arm in better shape and how we take care of it and how we utilize it better. Today we had part one and we heard from Earl, and on Friday we will be releasing part two of the interview. And in part two of the interview, you guys are going to hear from John Smoltz himself. And I do find it interesting. I did ask him too, when he gave his speech at his induction into the Hall of Fame, I just was blown away that he took the time to address this arm epidemic. And of course he's passionate about it. He's first guy to go in with Tommy John surgery, I just can't say enough about him and what he's trying to do and that passion. As we as just regular everyday people and coaches, we tend to gravitate towards guys that have done it and have done it at a very high level. And sometimes that's great. Sometimes it's not so good. I mean, think about it. We do blindly follow people sometimes because they were great at something, and we have to make sure we go into it with our eyes open. But if you listen to John talk, and again, I can't wait for you guys to hear it here in a few days, but if you listen to the interview really intently, like I was fortunate enough to do when I heard it back, he is very passionate about this. This isn't just something for him. I mean, it's almost like a crusade. And, he feels a responsibility to take this stage that he has and help. And he has some strong opinions on it. And I'm sure, just like everything else, not everybody's going to agree 100% with him. But what we can agree with is the premise behind the rope trainer and what it does and what it's for. I was very impressed with it. They've really taken the time to modify it so that it does work for any age group. And again, I really believe this. I think as over time, as we've seen more bands and things like that in bullpens, I think you're going to start seeing these as it allows them to restrict the stress throws. So I'll be curious to see where this goes. I know they have one coming to me, and I'll be using it with my team. And as always, I'll be sharing with you guys. And just to follow up, I did receive my Zep trainer. And I'm looking forward to getting my son hooked up on that and seeing how it helps him progress with his swing. I really want to teach him how to use it, kind of like the rope trainer. You know, I want to get it. I want to show my kids how we use it. I want them to take it, you know, on themselves. And when I say, hey, go get loose, I want to look down there and I want to see him using it. So I'm real excited about that, and I'll be happy to share my results with you guys. But that will do it for us this week, and I want to thank my producer, Brian, as this has been this is going to be an interesting episode. As like I said, I can't wait for you guys to hear part two, as you're going to hear from both Chris and John, and we're kind of trying to tie it all together to put it in some type of order so that you guys can really understand what they're trying to do and where they're coming from. And of course, putting everything together, Brian does a great job for me, and I do appreciate him very much. Make sure you're checking out Pete Caliendo and the Inside Pitch. It is a great podcast, very informative as well. And I do want to thank the guys at Lineup Media Group. They're great. They're really helping us promote the show and get it out. And make sure you check them out, lineupmediagroup.com. Tons of different types of entertainment depending on what you're looking for. But I am your host, Jim Cromer, and I do look forward to seeing everybody next week. Take care.
Youth Baseball Talk, powered by Baseball U, the nation's youth baseball network. Subscribe and leave a rating and review on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, or wherever you listen to the show. You can find us online at youthbaseballtalk.com, facebook.com/youthbaseballtalk, or on Twitter at @podcastbaseball. Plus, check out all of the LMG Network's podcasts at lineupmediagroup.com.